Energized. Had a 2-minute break.
Here's my suggestion regarding GCR.
Okay.
We strictly put the hiring freeze in place. We lose, what, about 8 to 10 people a year to attrition? We lose about 8 people a year to just people who just leave anyway. I would say that we stick to the guns and say it's a hiring freeze. If you lose a person, you have to come to commission to justify the position. Otherwise, there is no automatic replacement for any position.
Well, boy, I hate to disagree with you.
Oh, that's fine. I don't hold
a personal kidding. I was kidding mostly.
It doesn't bother me.
But, A, there's going to be Rick's example a minute ago.
Right.
In his office, he can't work with one person.
But let me tell you, I would be willing to say I'll give you a month that way, Chuck.
You'd what?
I'd go a month that way.
See, right,
you,
I could,
put that
and
on
I'd
everybody
ask you
else.
To, and I'd ask you to go a month that way.
I just said, come for the commission. That's all I said.
Let me finish my argument. Todd, got it. If we budget it tomorrow when we vote on the budget, we have to have the support. We can't just say, you got to do it. I mean, if they are ornery, they can still spend that money on budget. It's budgeted. Is that that's what I've heard all my days here.
And you're right. I think
so
court
it's got to be.
Back that up.
It's just barely off of what you're saying. It would have to be the support of the elected official that they would agree to that.
Right.
And I don't think there's any of them that wouldn't.
Right.
But I mean, we couldn't just say in iron that.
No, and I agree.
You understand what I'm saying?
We could say it in iron with what control we have over our departments, and then we would encourage and
we're on the same page.
Work with the elected officials to follow the same lead.
We're on the same page.
At the same time, there's some things we need to look at. We need to look at how the judicial facility is manned with the pod that's not being used. We also need to look at the security that the judges are asking for at the front door. I mean, we're still responsible for the facility and the operation of that building. That's something we can't decide today or tomorrow. But I don't. My thing is, we just need to look at the headcount, more importantly, of backfilling those positions.
So let me say what I think I hear you saying with my words.
Okay.
Leave the GCR budget alone today. Go ahead and improve it tomorrow. And begin working with sheriff, jail,
yep,
courts, all that jazz, and any place else that we can think of, and see if there's ways that they cannot, common sense,
cut,
maybe gradually cut out positions that can be.
And like you said, strongly encourage elected officials to follow our lead of hiring freeze. If you lose a headcount, please evaluate, do you need to replace them, and how soon do you need to replace them? That's where mine's coming from.
I think I'm with you.
Let me read what I have in my message here and see if that's strong enough, because I don't know. What I put was the commission has asked for a total hiring freeze and would request that if we lose personnel, that administration look at not replacing.
That's good.
Okay. We need to sit
Danny,
down.
What do you thought?
Sit down and visit with him.
That's fine. I didn't even get to see what you guys had a while ago on the person that was leaving us.
It was that department.
Oh, okay.
Did you give it back to somebody?
Yeah,
Don.
Don. Yeah. It was that department that has.
Yeah. Okay. I just I didn't get to see it, and I didn't know what it meant. I knew what we was talking about, so. Gentlemen, I think that's a good start. I think that that every department needs to look, just as we have looked at departments that we have had in the past. Planning and zoning has not been replaced with two positions that they had. Every elected official try to be cooperative and look at where they have been and where we've been, and as the old saying is, we're all in this together. We need to be trying to look at getting this budget balanced.
I wanted to add a couple things. Overtime, do we have an overtime statement in there in the budget thing?
I don't have anything, but I'd be glad to put something in there.
I mean, I'd like to say that we're as a just commission, not. I mean, once again, how do you word it? We're strongly discouraging any overtime.
I think, and Rick sends those monthly, I think, of what our overtime is, and I've looked at them recently. I don't think we need to put anything in the letter. It's all under the county commission's, with one exception. It's all...
County commission?
The biggest part of it is directly under you guys, you're right.
So we don't even talk about it.
The only exception would be the sheriff's department, which I know some of that he can't help.
Oh, that's right, but, the sheriff. I forgot about
you. Yeah, I mean, that's a big number, but you're right. A large portion is ours. Mm. The other question is, I mean, statement-wise, you brought something to my memory, Danny, was so much we only look at our budget based off the total number. I'd like to make people look at the individual line item because so many times they go over on one item and start borrowing from a different department, and it doesn't change the behavior of being thrifty.
Sometimes we don't budget that way. Sometimes I get people that are going over in one line and they want to move that expense to another line. I said, no, let that line go over. It shows you need more money there or something.
Right.
I'd like to see people
more responsible on a per line item basis, mm-hmm. but that's just a thought. Chuck, go ahead.
I was scheming a little bit. I appreciate my colleagues, even though we didn't agree here on this one item. Frank, just before we got started back up, Frank asked me, he thought I'd got the more materials, and he missed that I didn't even get a second. So anyway, I'd challenge you both to think about that overnight.
Okay.
Because I really do feel strongly that a 25% cut in ceiling, and I mean, we've just been preached to that when we don't take care of them, they start deteriorating faster. So I'll leave it at that. That's my little pitch.
Thank you, Ms.
But again, I seriously appreciate everybody's attitude towards the situation we're in, and we come up with different ideas, and that's the way it works, but we want to be responsible.
When I present you the budget tomorrow, you will be approving the lines which says 2010 approved. Even the appropriation order will not be precise, because I know Helen has not got all the revenues in, and it's stated in there, but I just want to make sure you guys are aware. They're going to be, I can't imagine they're more than maybe, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars off. It won't be very much, but there will be some differences made after the first year. Probably won't be everything posted until probably the third or the fourth.
Okay.
I'll have the finalized one that I'll ask you to sign on that day if you want to.
Okay.
But you will be approving the 2010 approved.
Okay.
So you might want to look at those tonight, make sure there's not anything you want to change before you approve it tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got an admit when we get done with the budgets.
Well, I think we're done.
Are we done with the budget?
I want to ask one question. I've been sitting listening, and you guys basically ordered Frank to look at volunteer layoff prior to you taking your hour of lunch break. Now you've come back and made a motion to totally change it. Is he said he was going to email that out on lunch hour. Is that still a consideration, or did you guys know that?
No, that was aside from the budget concern.
I think the way he made the motion, James, that Danny kind of covered that by saying he looked at the coverage some other way, and I think that was...
However he wants to come up with that reduction,
yeah.
He comes to us and says, I can reduce it by this.
Okay, because I heard you say that, yes, get that out there and see what's out there.
I think Frank was just going to hold off until after the discussion, after lunch, and come back and decide how he's going to do it.
I'll get that listed.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, I'm confused now. So are we asking him to, like we did before lunch, to aside from the budget, to see if people wanted to take time off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no reason. If they're not doing anything, I mean, if it's not...
I would hope that he would do that.
I would hope he would, too.
Okay, well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was a side of the budget question.
Budget. Yeah, that's just management. Managerial.
Okay. All right, administrative.
Please.
Lee.
Is just, it easy?
Oh, hell. No, probably not. Tomorrow we have a vote or an agenda item at 9 or something for training equipment.
Yes.
And I've been thinking and looking, and Linda and Ryan, I assume, are on their way back probably by now from Lebanon to look at this used equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some pointers on what to look at on the condition and this and that. And they'll be bringing us a report back. And I've emailed people that have responded, which I've had probably a dozen or more respond since we started talking about this. Everybody that responded, of course, was hip-hop and ready to get going with equipment. And so I asked early this morning, I got an email back from Patsy, and I asked her to send out an email and to everyone, you know, what would you use if you'd use it? And I haven't got a ton back. But anyway, the answer, bottom line, is that I'm hearing is a lot of them will try to probably use some of both.
Mm-hmm.
The treadmill, bicycle type things, and also some of the what I'd call upper body stuff.
Right.
And there's 7 of the Nautilus upper body stuff, 2 that are just benches, which is about half of the overall equipment, and then the rest of it, I think it's 9 bike type things, treadmills. And I guess the question I have after all this is, we've been offered all this equipment, this used equipment that they're looking at, either individually or as a package. And so my question is, do we need to buy all of it? Do we need all of this equipment? Or do we need to, instead of buying, for instance, 6, 8. Instead of buying 8 of the treadmill bike things, can we get by with 4 of them? You know, here's this.
Is there a dollar figure you're trying to get to, Chuck?
The cheapest I can get off.
Okay. I didn't know if you had a number in your head. I didn't know where you're going.
I'm not real sure where I'm going.
Okay.
But I would like to visit with it so that we could kind of have some time to think about this for tomorrow. The total price they're asking is $19,500, and I was like, Danny, I thought it was $18,000. And I think you even had a suggestion once, mumbled about making them an offer for the whole mess at a lower price than that, which I've thought about that, like maybe a $15,000 figure.
Okay.
But again, you know, here's an opportunity to buy something. Do we really need to buy all of it? And maybe we do. My question is, do we need, do we need 9 machines?
Is it 9? I see
8,
7.
6, 8. Do we need 8 type, treadmill type things and 7? We're looking at 15 machines, if I'm not mistaken. Do we need that many machines in our wellness center? And I mean, we got some very interested people, and I'm excited about it. They've encouraged me that they would be happy to see me down there.
They would.
Yeah. And somewhat joking, but seriously, I was thinking about early this morning coming in, and sorry to say, I cost our insurance about $10,000 this year, I bet.
Mm.
Silly little stroke thing. And my diagnosis is stress, worrying about stuff.
You worry about too much stuff.
And they clearly, and I believe, that exercise relieves stress. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably been better off if I was using something. Might not have been in the hospital. Anyway, I say all that to say I'm all for the wellness center. It's a pretty sorry time to have to be spending more money. But
I mean, ultimately,
we've got this far, and maybe I'll be more careful before I start out on something next time. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, we have a decision for us tomorrow, is the way I see it, and we need to get ready for it. What do you think?
I would have liked to have had a recommendation letter from the insurance company. I know they'll send us one if we ask for it.
It'd help the cause.
Well, I mean, I had to sit down with John and Bill Butnick, and they said, you know, you're not going to get a premium reduction immediately because of a wellness center, but if everyone uses it, because the concept was anybody who's covered by insurance can have access to the facility. So that means family, it's family membership is what it basically is, as long as it's open, which is maintenance, we're going to open and close it. Ultimately, if everyone's doing their part, we'll have less claims against our premium, and our rates will go down. But there's no way to guarantee it, but by theory, this investment should help our premiums go down.
That's my example.
Right.
If I'd have been exercising, then
there's a very good chance.
There's $10,000 right there.
Right. Which is going to pay for a third of this expense.
Yeah, okay. I don't like looking at things that way, but all right. Wasn't going there.
But anyway, that's just, have I talked to the Akers and Arnie people? Yes. John and Bill, I did talk to them. And, you know, will St. John's say something, or Mercy? Will they write something about a wellness center and productivity gains? Sure. I mean, once again,
Well, I had two folks in my office this morning, employees, that were pitching it big time. And I said, really appreciate you coming in, because 6 months from now or whatever, if it's not being used, I'm going to come talk to you and get out there and encourage them. And that's what it takes. I mean, we all, encouragement's a huge thing in our lives. And we as a county commission, you talked about that a while ago, we need to be examples. We need to encourage our folks to be healthy for their own good.
Sure, absolutely.
Keeping our costs down is...
I'll do this. I am looking forward to the report from Linda to say what the condition of the equipment is. I mean, I don't know what the condition of the equipment is. And hopefully they're going to go buy every piece of equipment and say, this is worth it, this is not worth it. And
I was there to take pictures of it. I mean, I didn't know that Ryan was going.
I didn't either, but I think he went because of the pictures.
Oh.
I mean, he's the pseudo the county, the photographer. I've used him for a lot of photography stuff.
Well, humor me. I mean, have you thought about it? I mean, do we need 15 pieces of equipment down there?
I'll just tell you, I haven't thought about it. I have thought about this ever since it's been brought up, so I haven't thought about that, just to be truthful with you. I have thought about the first person that walks up on the street, and I've had all the emails that you've had, and maybe more, you know, and I asked them, what about the person that walks up on the street and says, I paid for that piece of equipment, am I going to be able to use it?
But that same argument is they can clock in here and use this computer.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. I mean, that's just...
They paid for every employee that's working here, but they don't tell them what to do either.
I'm over here Rick Lee's story, Danny.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's
I understand where they're coming from, but it's part of employment, not a part
that
of
that might be a good answer, Danny. Well, you will come do your share of work up there. We'll let you use the equipment.
Well, I mean, have I thought about it? Yes, Chuck. Do I think that yesterday's value, I think is there. I'd like to know what the report is, because maybe we can offer them less because the equipment's in worse shape than... I have no idea what used is. If it's 2 years used, I mean, it's 2 years old, it was used for 1 year, it's been stored for a year. That's all I know. So hopefully we can have a better report tomorrow. And
I went to Skaggs through Skaggs Health Fitness deal for a year. Mm-hmm. I went through it one time for 3 or 4 months, and maintenance on those things, I hope that we have people here, because they had a regular maintenance person,
right,
with as many people as they had using it, working on the equipment all the time, especially the treadmills and different things. But, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's one thing that you've got to consider. If it's new, you kind of, I mean, or if it's a year old, you're probably not going to experience it. But, I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear on those things if they use it.
One thing I just want to point out, Chuck, if we need 8 pieces of equipment, I think you're going to see peaks and valleys of usage.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're going to see before work, lunch from 11 to 1, you're going to see a peak, and maybe at 4:30 or 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. At that point, you're going to want to have all that equipment plus extra. It's the 9 o'clock. If someone's working out at 9 o'clock, you're going to go and say, why? You know, it should be pretty much a ghost town at 9 o'clock unless that is an elected official or a family member.
Yeah. And I thought of that because, just like I said, the people that had responded, they would more than fill up the equipment.
Right.
If we bought it all.
So, well, I'll be ready tomorrow.
What else are we going to do?
Let's call it a day.
Yeah, I'm sad.
Have a recess.
Okay, Mr. Budget Guy, have you got a, when will you have a, do we have a, you don't have a document now, do you?
It's well, already approved. It won't change except for maybe, I may change contingencies to make it where we can spend all of it if we want to. Otherwise, I won't change anything that you guys have voted on. And contingency is something I don't expect you to spend unless there's some sort of contingency there. Those I would change, especially in the smaller budgets. I would budget so they could spend all of that because. But if Donna come up with something that she needed for her election, she would need to be able to spend that. Other than that, it should be as is. I'll get the numbers that Jim gives me when I get back to the office. I'll stick those in there and I'll email it out to you so you've got that.
So we'll have a fresh copy when you open for
the next one. You
what we're voting on. Okay.
And I'll date it 12:30 so that. That's straight.
Excellent. Recess?
Recess.